WKJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour is brought to you by LGZ for all of your home improvement or outbuilding needs. Let's head back to Saturday and recap some high school activities from around the area. And Saturday high school wrestling, lots of tournament action around the region. At the ADM tourney in Adel on Saturday, it was Ames winning the team title as they win with 206.5 points. Atlantic Cam was the runner-up in the team competition. They totaled 183 points. Dallas Center Grimes had a 174 total for third. ADM placed fourth with 151.5 points, while PCM had a 122 total for fifth place. Atlantic had one champion on Saturday. That was at 152 pounds, where Reed Nichols took the title for Atlantic Cam. Also on Saturday at the Griswold Dual Wrestling Tourney, it was East Mills winning with a 5-0 record. They defeated everybody, Exira EHK, Trainer, Tri-Center, Southwest Valley, and Griswold on the way to the championship. Also, it was Tri-Center going 3-1. They defeated Griswold, Southwest Valley, and Exira EHK. Trainer had a 2-1 mark, defeating Southwest Valley and Griswold. Exira EHK went 2-2 on the day, downing Southwest Valley and Griswold, while it was Griswold going 1-4. They defeated Southwest Valley in that meet on Saturday. Also at the Kemper Catholic Dual Tourney, Johnston Junior Varsity was the champ. They won all five of their matches, defeating Kemper Catholic, Guthrie Center, Missouri Valley, Audubon, and Storm Lake. Also runner-up was Storm Lake going 4-1 as they beat Guthrie Center, Audubon, Kemper Catholic, and Missouri Valley. Also, Kemper Catholic went 3-2 to finish third, beating Missouri Valley, Guthrie Center, and Audubon. Missouri Valley placed fourth, downing Audubon and Guthrie Center, while Guthrie Center defeated Audubon to go 1-4, and Audubon went 0-5 on the day as they placed sixth in that meet. At the Underwood tournament on Saturday, it was Gretna, Nebraska winning with a 229.5 total. Thomas Jefferson was a close second with 228.5. Ogden with 173 points placing third. Denison had a 113 total for fourth. Nottoway Valley placed fifth at 101.5 points, while Underwood had 66.5, good for sixth place. Among the area champions, Underwood's Alex Thompson won the 113-pound division, and Thomas Jefferson had six individual champions in that meet on Saturday. At the Ron Scott Duels at Mount Air on Saturday, it was Harlan going 8-0 on the day as they capture first place. Central Decatur went 6-2 for second. Riverside went 6-2 as well. They placed third. Lathrop, Missouri goes 6-2 also for fourth place. Shenandoah went 4-4. Mount Air 3-5. Durant 2-6. St. Albert 1-7. Martinsdale St. Mary's 0-8 to round out the rest of the team. Among the all-tournament team selections, Will Beach at 106 pounds and Elias Schaefer at 120 for Harlan were all-tournament picks. St. Albert had Elijah Finn at 170 pounds named all-tournament, and Riverside had three wrestlers named all-tournament, Tatum Blummel at 106, Tucker Blummel at 132, and Jacob Vogel at 138 pounds. That's a recap of some of the area wrestling from Saturday. Looking back at Saturday high school basketball play, in boys' hoops, a game heard Saturday night here on KJAN. It was Council Bluffs' Abraham Lincoln blowing open the close contest in the second half as they win it 65-57. The game was tied at halftime before Tony Bonner took over in the second half. The big 6'8", 270-pound post player scored 30 points for Abraham Lincoln. He was nearly unstoppable down low, helping the Lynx build a 19-point second-half lead on a 22-3 run to start the second half. Atlantic was able to scratch back, though, late. They got within that final 8-point difference, 65-57. Was the final. Also, Harlan down Glenwood 63-62 Saturday. Shenandoah beat Audubon 73-52. Panorama down Nottoway Valley 72-46 in boys' hoops. Also in boys' basketball, in first round play in the Corner Conference tourney, it was Heartland Christian advancing with a 68-63 win over South Page. In girls' Saturday basketball, Coon Rapids Bayard beat West Harrison 60-11. Denison over Otobolt Arthur BCIG 39-33. It was Harlan over Glenwood 73-29. Panorama beat Nottoway Valley 61-54. Shenandoah beat Audubon 73-39. St. Albert over Missouri Valley 47-28. Panorama topped Nottoway Valley by a score of 61-54 as well. Also in the Corner Conference tournament play on the girls' side, it was Heartland Christian over Clarinda Academy 45-16. In college men's basketball yesterday, Seth Tuttle scored 22 points with 10 rebounds as number 23 Northern Iowa cruised past Missouri State 60-46 for their fifth straight win. Deion Mitchell had 11 points for the Panthers, who moved into a tie for second place in the Valley with Indiana State with that victory. Northern Iowa made quick work of the overmatched Bears, who only dressed nine players. The Panthers pushed a 12-point halftime lead to 47-30 midway through the second half as they won by double digits for the fourth consecutive game. Panthers improved to 16-2 overall. They're 5-1 now in Missouri Valley Conference play. Also 15th-ranked North Carolina was a winner in Sunday's top 25 men's hoops as Bryce Johnson and Justin Jackson led the Tar Heels past Virginia Tech 68-53. In women's Sunday college basketball, Samantha Logic and Melissa Dixon scored 13 points each, and number 22 Iowa survived a shaky and wild finish as they beat Michigan State 52-50 on Sunday. The Spartans kept the high-powered Hawkeye offense in check but couldn't come up with a final key play down the stretch. Lexi Gussert's layup with 2:31 left pulled Michigan State within 49-45, but the Spartans had turnovers on their next three possessions. Meanwhile, the Hawkeyes couldn't score, and Logic and Dixon missed the front end of 1-1 free throws. Anna Morrissey hit a three-pointer from the left corner with 20 seconds left to make it 49-48, but Michigan State couldn't get the ball back until after Dixon made a couple of free throws at 8 seconds. Down three, and the Spartans' Tori Jankoska was fouled out with a second half to go, and she made both free throws, the second on a bank shot when she was trying to miss. Allie Disterhoff, who had a dozen points, made a final free throw for that last margin as Iowa posts the victory. Hawkeyes improved to 14-3 overall. They're 5-1 in Big Ten Conference women's play. It'll be the Seattle Seahawks against the New England Patriots in Super Bowl 49 in Arizona. The Seahawks advanced by pulling off the greatest halftime comeback in conference championship history. The Patriots did it with an old-fashioned blowout. Russell Wilson hit Jermaine Kearse for a 35-yard touchdown at 3:19 of overtime to complete the Seahawks' 28-22 win over the Green Bay Packers in the NFC title game. The Seahawks managed to shake off five turnovers and a 16-0 halftime deficit to reach the Super Bowl for the second straight year. The Packers led 16-0 until punter and holder John Ryan threw a 19-yard touchdown pass to Gary Gilliam on a fake field goal with 4:44 left in the third quarter. Ryan's toss sparked a comeback that topped the 15-point deficit that the Colts overcame in defeating the Patriots in the 2006 AFC Championship game. Seattle continued to trail with just over 2 minutes remaining in regulation before scoring two touchdowns in a 44-second span. Wilson scored on a one-yard run with 2:09 left, and the Seahawks regained possession at midfield following an onside kick. Marshawn Lynch gave Seattle its first lead on a 24-yard touchdown run that was followed by Wilson's heave to Luke Wilson for the two-point conversion, making it 22-19 with a minute 25 to play. Aaron Rodgers then engineered a game-tying drive that was capped by Mason Crosby's fifth field goal of the day, a 48-yard kick that forced overtime. Rodgers and the Packers never touched the ball again as Wilson drove the Seahawks downfield for a touchdown on the first possession of overtime. Green Bay's secondary was the difference for the first 56 minutes as free safety Ha-Ha Clinton Dix had a couple of interceptions, both of them coming in the first half. Safety Morgan Burnett recorded two sacks, one interception, and a fumble recovery. Wilson shook off an otherwise nightmarish afternoon in which he was just 14 of 29 for 209 yards, one touchdown, and four interceptions. Lynch torched the Packers' defense for 157 rushing yards, 120 of which came after halftime. Green Bay had 307 yards against the tough Seattle defense but never reached the end zone after Reggie Cobb grabbed a 13-yard scoring pass from Rodgers on the final play of the first quarter. Now, the Patriots won the AFC Championship as Tom Brady and LeGarrette Blount led their offense in a 45-7 romp over Indianapolis. Brady was 23 of 35 for 226 yards and three touchdowns as he reached the Super Bowl for the sixth time. He hit James Devlin, Rob Gronkowski, and Nate Solder for touchdowns before Blount provided the Patriots' last two scores. Blount ran for three touchdowns, amassing 148 yards on 30 carries. With his sixth Super Bowl berth, Brady surpassed John Elway for the most by a quarterback and tied defensive lineman Mike Lodish for the most by any player. Belichick's sixth visit tied him with Don Shula's for the most by a coach. That was the second most lopsided AFC Championship victory ever, topped only by Buffalo's 51-3 laugher against Oakland in 1991. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by LGZ. Give Levi a call at 712-249-6648 or John at 712-249-9086. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.